Now, besides swatting or spraying them, because it can at times, let's face it, be a nuisance, have you ever wondered how the common housefly actually manages to buzz around without falling out of the air? Well, researchers at Case Western University in Cleveland in the United States have discovered how these tiny insects maintain their balance when airborne. I got more from the lead researcher, Alexandra Yarger.
One thing we already knew about flies was that they have these specialized hindwings called halteres. And halteres are basically the fly equivalent of your inner ear vestibular system. So they use them for balance. And flies can't fly if they don't have their halteres. So one thing you can do is actually remove the halteres from a fly, and they can still take off. But once they're airborne, they just lose complete control, tumble through the air, and crash. So that's not new information. The first time someone did that experiment was in 1714, I think. But what we didn't know was how the halteres actually work. So in order to figure that out, what I did was to record from the halter neurons, and I found that the timing of single spikes was different when I recorded the halter neuron in a position that simulated straight flight versus when I recorded while the halter was in a position that simulated a fly rotating. So basically, my data showed that flies can tell the difference between stable flight and rotation simply by paying attention to the timing of the spikes coming from their halter neurons.
But it's also about what they're targeting as well, no? Because they have that ability to kind of hover at the same time that they're also quite quick then of getting away.
Yeah, so these sensory organs, they're more reflexive. So they're mechanosensation, so that's sort of how you feel, as opposed to vision. And the reason they use these for their more reflexive behaviors is because it's much faster than vision. So it's kind of like they can immediately detect a rotation and correct it really quickly.
What's important about this finding?
So it's important for us because this research has shown a way that complex aspects of an animal's environment can be broken down into the timing of a single spike. So this is how our brains initially represent information in the world, through single spikes and single neurons.
What will it mean for humans?
Flies have had millions of years to evolve fast and efficient mechanisms for flying. So if we can figure out how they do it, we can use some of the same techniques to build our own bio-inspired technologies.
Alexandra Yarger from Case Western University in the U.S.